SS Bossman Radio.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcasting system. This is only a test.
Happy Valentine's Day to everyone, and welcome to Drive Time, brought to you by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Hump Day, best day of life. Valentine's Day to boot. Good morning, everybody. In first thing this morning, Ken will be monitoring the comments on his personal Facebook page, and I'll be monitoring the Drive Time Facebook page. So comment as often as you will. Share the video as much as possible, and let's have a good time here on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, Kenneth.
Good. Let me do this. There we go. Good morning. Good morning, DJ. What's going on?
Good crowd already in first thing this morning. Susan Rhodes, Judy Crane, Hal Whitman, Stan Whitehead. Good morning, Stan. Michael Walker in the house, Rebecca Whitfield as well. And if my water jug has shown up just yet, got a little flare on it. How about that?
I see that. You have upgraded somewhat,
yeah.
and had it upgraded, which is that's not a bad thing, not in my opinion.
One of our listeners brought me a little flair to dress up the bottle just a little bit, so glad to have that. And
yeah, well, I'll tell you what,
to it.
It looks good in true donut style.
Those are scratch and sniff, by the way.
Oh, they are?
Scratch and sniff. So when you take a slug of water, you get the aroma of a freshly baked donut. So that's
you're really enjoying that.
Yeah, that
is what
works.
You're saying. Yeah. Okay.
Lance McKenzie in. Paul Crumpton. Paul, missed you yesterday. I was a little worried about you, buddy. Janie Chamberlain as well. Good morning to each of you. Tim Ward in also, and getting things cranked off on this Valentine's
Day. Who are you
morning.
With?
I guess you got a young Kinsley loaded up with her Valentine's to take the class today.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you something. There. Good morning, Charles. Hi, Paul. Happy. Christy Monique, good morning to you. Wheezy, there's Miss Louise in this
good morning.
Morning,
Wheezy. She picked up the gift certificate from Davis Catfish.
She sure did. She made out like a bandit on that deal right there for sure. So we are just happy to see that. And got her off this morning and got her to. And pardon me, I'm having to fix some gain levels over here. Anyway. We got her a bag that was bigger than she was that she had to get out of the truck with, and I thought that I didn't know if we were going to be able to get out of the truck and get into school, so that was a chore all to itself. But got everything going. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. Of course, I think you kind of covered it a while ago, DJ, when you said you're covering the Drive Time page.
Yes.
And I'm covering my page. So there's Action Jackson in this morning. Good morning, Heath. And
good morning, Heath.
Kathy Tolan. Good morning, Miss Carol. Reggie. There's Hazel. Maddie Bush. There's T-Bone. He's in there. Lisa Hart Finley in there. Lisa Finley Hart. Ricky Hart. Good morning there, Ricky. Mike Jackson. Mary Chandler.
All right, MC, number one.
Yes, sir. Weavers. Hey, how about Weavers and Bruton? Hey, Weavers.
Down on the boardwalk.
Yeah, I don't know which one's down there, but I see Susan Rhodes, Josh Pugh, and several others in there. So good morning to you, everyone, and happy Valentine's Day. And Cindy Smith, I tell you what, Cindy Smith cut my hair when I was young, and I tell you one thing, I love me some Cindy Smith.
Oh, yeah.
There's Elizabeth Pugh in, and good morning, Linda Williamson, JT, Joey Turner, Rhett Joyner in the house. There's Christina Booker in, and
morning, Book.
Hal Whitman. So Jeff Booker and Jake Lawrence Alter. I'll tell you what, man.
Good crowd in this morning.
Good crowd. Just coming.
Dylan Etheridge in as well. Good morning, Dylan. I want to mention Kathy Tolan. She killed her first buck the last day of deer season.
You know,
I meant to mention it yesterday and forgot.
You know, I saw that, and looked to be a nice deer.
7 point or 8 point, I believe. Here's the mayor. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, TC.
Everything going your way so far? Did anybody claim you as a Valentine first thing this morning? Or has anybody yet claimed you as a Valentine?
Not one person.
Hey, the day ain't over.
Sure.
The day's not over.
I want you to know that Doug Egerton posted a picture the other day on Facebook of a baseball team over at W.S. Neal back in the 60s, and I for sure could pick out one person. And it was the mayor, Terry Clark. I said, I'm not sure who the rest of these guys are, but that's Mayor Terry Clark right there, front and center. You look good.
That was a long time ago.
You were kind of like me. You had a different build back in those days.
Had a lot of hair.
Yeah. You looked a little more aerodynamic.
Thanks.
Yeah. You look like a pretty salty baseball team, too. I saw some of the names that came out afterwards, and I think one of the Gibson boys was on that team, and Mr. Langham was on that team as well, and I think Donnie Fountain might have been in the picture. That's a Dubose guy, maybe. But a lot of names I've heard a lot about down through the years, for sure.
Roland Gibson.
Yeah. He could play a little bit, couldn't he?
Roland Gibson could play a little baseball, couldn't he?
Roland was
I don't know if you know this, but Terry Clark could run a football.
He could do it all.
I mean, Terry, what'd you tell me, Terry? When they handed you the ball, you scared somebody was going to take it from you, so you just took off?
I was too little for the big boy.
Yeah, he said he didn't want to get hit. He said, so he figured if he outrun him, he didn't have to worry about getting hit.
Fear is a powerful, powerful feeling. Absolutely.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that, TC. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Glad to see you. Hey, listen, anytime you want to stop and get them donuts, just feel free to. I'm in on it. That monetarily we can handle that. We can help take care of that. There's Kevin Latanier,
Brandon Swain, the Deacon, Dwayne Draper back in again this morning. Good morning, Deacon.
Heidi.
Cindy Fleming, Sarge Patel. Good crowd.
Heidi Lamanac. And, there's Jody Jernigan, Chris Neal, Peyton Madden. And she said, Kathy said it was a 7 point.
7 point.
Yeah,
it was a nice deer.
Yeah, it was a nice deer. Really was. Especially, I've always been envious of people that could kill a deer on the last day of deer season. Have you ever been that lucky? I have.
Actually, it was last year. I was with Coach Dickey the last afternoon. Was fortunate enough to take one there as time was winding down. But that's the only time that I remember getting one on the last day.
I have never, ever been that fortunate to do that. Do want to put this out here. If you'd like to call in, if you'd like anything you might want to call in and talk about, phone lines, as they say, are open. 251-212-0054. I'm gonna type that in just where people will have it.
Do you know what my favorite part of this program is? And I'm being honest when I say this. My favorite part of this program is us with the folks checking us out, wishing each other good morning. It just makes me feel good. I don't know that anybody else
good morning,
may
Connie.
Have that same feeling or same response, but I just think it's easy.
Look right there.
Hey, I'll be Hal's Valentine today for sure. My guy, Hal Whitman.
Burnham is going to thank you, Hal Whitman, for that, I can tell you.
I think I'll have one.
Yeah, I figured you would. I didn't think you're going to sit there and look at that box. I mean, dude, that's Krispy Kreme.
That's the KK.
I mean, that's the hot now deal. Okay. Hey, you know, speaking of Connie, I talked to Connie yesterday about they got a real neat thing coming up here. And Connie, correct me. I think you said sometime in May. So correct me if I'm wrong. But they've got a. And I don't know if you're familiar with this, if you've seen them or what have you, but a mud run, coming up. Coach
Rob, Atkinson's
I think Coach Atkinson
that, yeah.
is kind of got in with it, got behind it, and I don't know if you ever had a chance to go watch anything like that, but they have those things kind of frequently down around the Navarre, Mary Esther, Eglin Air Force, you know, area base area, and May 19th. Okay, thanks, Connie. Ken Douglas, good morning to you. So I've had the opportunity to go watch some of that, and I'm going to tell you something. There is no way, and I want you to hear what I'm telling you, there's no way that some, you know, people like me and you could or would ever make it in anything like that. Good morning, Allison Foster. Good to see you this morning. Bobby Marshall, morning, guys. Enjoy your show while I'm driving every morning or out walking with Roscoe. Well, I'll tell you what, Bobby, we appreciate that. And I feel like the morning is okay when I see Bobby out walking with Roscoe.
Have you ever had Bobby Marshall's collard greens bull peanut?
I have, yes. And so I know where you're headed with that, and yes, they are just that good.
They are that good.
Yes, they are.
And have been for a long time.
Yes, they have. We had the fortunate pleasure of Coach Cotton living next door to Bobby over there for several years. And so Bobby was gracious enough to several times to bring us some of those fine, as they would say, fine vittles, yeah, down there, and they were good. There's Butcher in this morning. McKenzie, thank you there, Butch, for tuning in, and we glad to have you in here. There is Manasco. Hey, he is headed this way shortly. Manasco is.
Stan Whitehead was impressed with how quickly I devoured the donut.
Stan, that wasn't even a record, man.
I was going to say, Stan, that wasn't my best split. I mean, I can.
No.
It can go quicker. I mean, but the hot ones. This.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I tell you, that was a if we've been honest, I mean, that really was a minor feeding period, yeah, right there. What the hell? You know what I'm saying? That deserves one of them,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, those collard greens off the chain. I'm still trying to get the right earpieces for these, yeah, earbuds I have in, because they come with like six different pair.
Yeah,
and I have not found the right combination yet. Maybe my ear, I'm not sure.
Mine works good. I'm good with mine.
See, well, I've been there. Okay, I'm on the second set of these little round plastic things that go in them. I went from the smallest to the biggest just to make, mm-hmm, sure. So now, I figured since my head was so big, maybe my ears were big like that. Yeah. So I try anyway. I'm gonna move and check different day. There's John Hardy in this morning.
Good morning, John Boy. Chris Hall in all the way from McCall, Alabama. Good morning,
McCall,
Chris.
McCall, Alabama. There's Dylan Estridge. Dylan says DJ keeps on with the donuts. That 109 is going to be a 10-yard dash, and he'll be done. I
want you to know, and this is a true story. I got busted.
Good morning, Becky Lambert.
Doing it.
Dan Weaver.
I ran a couple of 109-yard dashes last night just to gauge it a little bit.
You're kidding.
I went walking last night.
Did you have somebody with a – did you have somebody
no,
with a –
no, I was trying to do it in private, but I got busted up there by a cohort. But I ran four 109-yard dashes last night just to kind of get the lay of the land and understand, have a better understanding – or re-educate myself on what that distance felt like. But I did okay with it.
You did?
Yeah. I was pleased.
I'm impressed that you're here this morning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was not a sprint. I mean, it was at a leisure pace. I was just trying to get it out there and see what it felt like. But
you were walking it out.
Acclimating myself to
you're
it.
You're doing a walkthrough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're out there doing a walkthrough.
Yeah.
So it felt good.
Yeah.
Everything worked out the way you wanted it to.
Build off that, and I think that I'll be in good shape when it goes down.
Dylan said the golf cart doesn't count.
Busted again. Hey. Dylan knows me well.
Oh, man. Yeah. That would be Rhett Joyner said run would be a great opportunity for DJ and Burnham to show everyone what they've got. Well, I think they're going to, Rhett. And I'll tell you what, if you believe what T-Bone is saying, now listen. Once again, just like we've been trying to find out if he ever really played football at T.R. Miller, we're still waiting on a debut of a movie that we've been hearing about for 2 years. 2 years. I went back and watched that episode of The Bottom Line the other night just to see how long it had been. It's been 2 years.
2 years.
2 years that he was gonna release that thing. And I don't know about you, but I haven't seen it released yet. So, you know, I'm not saying that there isn't a movie. I'm just saying, if it is, where is it at?
It's it'll never make it to the big screen. It was all just a bunch of hoopla, which is kind of what he's about.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what I think.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what I think. But, I mean, that again, that's just my opinion. So,
tough night last night for our friends from Flemington and Atmore. They both got beat in the playoffs last night.
Close contested games. I saw that.
Officially baseball season now, countywide. Baseball, softball season, except for the Lady Tigers.
Yes, that, Lady Tigers still going
strong.
They play
Clark County Saturday in the first round of the sub-state tournament. And if I understood it correctly, T.R. Miller and Clark County are the only two undefeated teams left in the state. And they will be getting it on Saturday morning. So that'll be a heck of a contest. And certainly hope the Lady Tigers can get it done. We're going to wish them safe travels as they head over, and maybe they can have a big weekend and make it to Birmingham to the Final Four. It'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
I tell you what, I love my friends. Mike Walker. Molly was the best Jennings athlete, according to Michael Walker. Well, Fran Taylor in. Good morning, Fran.
He might have a point.
She can jump in that race, too, whenever she gets good and ready.
Well, you sure you want that to happen?
Well, let me just deal with Burnham first.
I was going to say.
Let me just deal with Burnham first, and then we'll just kind of go from there.
Of course, we talked a little bit about it yesterday, and we'll talk a little bit more about it because we talked about it kind of at the end of the show. We do have coming up a Owner Loyalty Day coming up here in the next week or so.
Everybody at the Ford store, when I got back over there yesterday morning, they were like, did I hear Ken right? And I said, you heard him right. I said, it caught me completely off guard. But you talking about a heck of an opportunity. And I think it's a tremendous gesture on Jim Peach Motors and Pete Chevrolet to show their appreciation to their customer base over the years to do that. But that is going to be quite the event.
Well, I think what they're, you know, and I think the bigger thing is going to be, and I'm trying to make sure these gains are right, so just pardon me while I'm doing that. But I think the bigger thing is going to be is I just hope we got enough capacity to be able to handle that.
I tell you what, you know, we're kind of getting hopefully on the backside of the cold weather, but maybe next year going into the fall, the heaters that we have over in the shop are waste oil driven, and it'd be nice to maybe do that in August to get our reservoirs completely full to make sure we have enough fuel to run those heaters all winter.
I tell you what, depending on how it goes, we may make that a staple. It may not. I mean, it really depends. But I can tell you that that should be a big thing. And yes, I was serious about it. We are. I've got to find the day next week where we got it. Listen, you know, this flu bug is sure. Just running rampant around town, and of course, it's hit our dealerships as well. So we got to make sure we got personnel in place to handle it. Good morning, Josh Godwin, Carl Scarborough, John Commander. But we got we're going to do that. We're going to take and we're going to give away oil changes all day long, from open a business to close a business, and of course diesel oil changes. While we'd love to be able to give those away, we can't. But they'll be $39.95, and that will be owner appreciation, owner loyalty, whatever you want to call it. Day, one day next week. And that's it. You know, if you bought a vehicle from us and or have done business with us, in the past, and we're going to start it with that. Who knows where it goes from there? Because, you know, maybe there may be a lot of places for that thing to go.
Is it too early to talk about what we're going to have going next Wednesday night?
No, I don't think so. I think it was probably a good. We were talking about it a little earlier. Probably been a better. I should have segued into that then. But no, I don't think so.
Next Wednesday night, Boss Man Productions has partnered up with Josh Godwin at David's Catfish.
I'm with you, Brandon.
And we are going to have a baseball show. Batter Up is going to be the name of it. And it's not going to be school specific, but we're going to focus and promote all the schools in the immediate travel area. We have commitments from Flemington, W.S. Neal, Atmore, Monroe Academy, the junior college here in Bruton. J.U. Blackshear is going to be in, still waiting to hear back from T.R. Miller and from XL and the junior college in Monroeville, as well as Escambia Academy. And we're going to take 15 or 20 minutes with each coach from those schools, from those teams, with a couple of players of his choice, to come in and highlight each program, going to get the schedules out there, how to be a part of that specific program, where you buy tickets, how you join their booster club, games of interest, and try to help drive people to all these ballparks to support all these programs and to support all these teams. And we're going to do another one a couple of weeks later over in the Monroe County area, kind of the same format. And then towards the end of the year, as the playoffs get amped up, we're going to have another one down in on the west end of the county. So that'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. All the details have not been ironed out just yet, but we are excited to be partnered up with Josh Galvin. We're
going
to be there at the Fishbowl.
Yes.
We're going to have it streamed, obviously, but the very best time is going to be there at the Fishbowl. So we want you to put that on the calendar next Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Come out and enjoy some good food, some fellowship, and let's get this baseball thing kicked off the right way.
And what a great venue, atmosphere. I can't lie. It was the first time I've been in the Fishbowl last night, and that was an awesome. I mean, it's just a great atmosphere.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
He's going to have a menu of some sort out there for the Fishbowl that night. So if you don't have plans next Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, or if you do, break them and make sure you join us.
Why wouldn't you?
We're going to have a lot of fun.
Here's the thing. That is a great place to gather up, and like you said, fellowship, have good food, good time, listen and get to see a lot of different coaches and hopefully some players. And, any time that you can bring together that many different programs together and promote them and promote the kids that are playing these things, that's an awesome thing. The Fishbowl is right behind Davis Catfish. Whitney,
was that sister?
Yes.
And we might have a guest call in. Just never can tell.
That's right.
Never can tell. I don't want to tip our hat too quickly. Read between the lines. Going.
Well, it is. And here's the thing on that too. If if he happens not to have a practice, or if he could break away,
never can tell.
If he wants to come up, he is more than welcome to do that as well. But it's going to be a good thing. And here's the thing, we hope this is just the start of something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, as far as that goes. So, again, all that's about promoting kids and promoting the programs that promote these kids on a daily basis, and the coaches that work countless hours. Good morning, Steve Layton. Justin Marshall in. Good morning. You think about the time that these coaches put in, that if you started figuring out by the hour how much they actually got paid.
Yeah.
I don't even think it'd be – well, I know it wouldn't. It'd be less than minimum wage.
Well, I tell you, and it's funny you say, or you bring that up. Each of the coaches I've talked to this point, it took about 30 seconds for them to commit, for them to have the opportunity to promote their own kids individually, their programs, and kind of get their message out there. They're not getting paid to do it. It doesn't add to their salary, that they're paid there at the respective schools, but they were all in. I was actually somewhat overwhelmed at the response from all the coaches. I thought there might have to be a little arm twisting to get them in there, and they are raring to go. And next Wednesday night, it's going to be a lot of fun. You mentioned Justin Marshall being in. I know I'm jumping around just a little bit. We're talking about baseball, softball here. Sign-ups are going on for our rec leagues. Here at the YMCA on the Bruton side of it, I know that Joey Shell will have it going there in East Bruton. Brian Martin up at Evergreen will be handling that as well. So if you have a youngster, six, seven, or eight, up through 15, make sure you get them signed up for their respective leagues and support those as well. And we are so blessed to have the leagues that we do have.
We are.
Not just with this, but the opportunities that our young people have to go out and get some exercise and understand teamwork and learn a lot of lessons there. So make sure you get all your young folks signed up for their respective leagues.
And you're welcome, Steve. And thank you for involving me with that. And look forward to working with you in the future.
Jan Wilson, Rick Wilson in. Good morning.
Dustin Jerkins, morning to you. That's going to be a big time. Like I said, that's a really cool play. It reminds me of, and I don't know, you may have a different pick, but it reminds me like of an old fish camp.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it's nice. It's really nice.
It is. It's something very, very nice, and I think people have a lot of fun coming out and checking that out. I know.
If we don't do anything else, we're going to have fun.
Yeah. Well,
we're going to have a good time.
And we're going to have some good food.
Oh, we got some good food, good fellowship, and like I said.
And get to hear about some good football. I mean, good baseball.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you something. In the area, I'm not so sure, and when you talk about balance, there's going to be a lot of good teams in the area this year. Flomaton's going to be a good bit better than they were last year. Neal's loaded. T.R. Miller's going to be pretty good. Monroe Academy's going to be pretty good. Our junior colleges, both in Monroe and Bruton, are going to be very competitive again, and others. I'm telling you, J.U. Blackshear is going to be really good also. I talked to their coach yesterday and look forward to getting him in and getting a little more specific from him. But a lot of good baseball in the area.
You know, I saw a thing on I think it was Facebook three or four days ago. Saw a post that was made, and I'm certainly not talking about anybody in that post or anything like that at all. But the question was posed, hey, where can you go to buy, you know, like groceries and save on, you know, 10% sales tax and all this kind of stuff. And I got to thinking about that a lot, and I've thought about it a lot since reading all that. And there were several hundred comments on it and that kind of thing. And, you know, one of the big things that I always go back to is, you know, when you mention the word taxes to anyone, I mean, that's like a bad, you know, word. I mean, but here's the thing. You know, without those local taxes, you know, when you pick that phone up and call 911, does the person on the other end ask you, well, let me ask you, since you don't pay taxes here, you need to call 911 in Century, or call the fire department or the police department, you know, what have you. And I'm not going after anybody. The point I'm trying to make with that is that there are a lot of things that are expensive. I mean, people, you know, things as time goes on, things get more expensive and more expensive. These donuts, do you remember a time when you could buy a dozen? Remember all the people that used to come around that sold these, mm-hmm, for, what do you call it? You know, they do these fundraisers and things, mm-hmm, and they'd come around. I remember when you could buy a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts for like $4.
Back in the good old days.
Yeah. What's a dozen cost now?
About $8.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, it's all relative. I mean, everything out there is. Yeah, I didn't mean to mess that up. Everything out there is it's gotten expensive, and yep, and it costs money to keep things up and keep things running. And so, you know, I'm not at all in any way saying that anyone is not entitled to their opinion, and I'm not saying that they're not in, that their opinions in any way is a wrong opinion. I am certainly not saying that. What I am saying is that. It you know, think about that when you start talking about or thinking about the you know, the public library,
mm-hmm,
the police department, the fire department, you know, the water department, you know, all the sewer department, all these different departments around that the
rec department.
The rec department. I mean, you know, that some of these local taxes go to help keep going. We depend on these services daily, and we take for granted, really, daily, we take for granted. So, you know, hey, I'm just like the next person. It pains me to, you know, to have to pay taxes to April to, you know, what have you, because, you know, it's just one of those things where you feel like you're just taking something and setting fire to it. I mean, really, mm-hmm, you know. But the fact of the matter is that we all enjoy a lot of things from those taxes, and we haven't even mentioned our schools.
Sure.
And what the taxes do for our schools, right, and how they depend on those things. So, you know, I saw that again last night, was reading it, and you know, hey, I'm not trying to, like I said, bring up and turn this thing towards down the wrong path. That's not what I'm trying to do. I just want to make people aware that, you know, 10% is not going to Bruton, Alabama. Not going to the city of Bruton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what the breakdown is, but I can tell you that 10% is not going to the city of Bruton. So You know, I am pleased with what the city of Bruton has done. I think they have worked hard to make the city look better. You know, I think as evidence with some of the things you see downtown and that kind of thing, even the Mud Run thing. I mean, think about the parks that are available, mm-hmm. you know, to do that. Jennings Park, O'Bannon, E.O. Wilson. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and then you've got, of course, Dogwood Hills. And I saw on a council meeting where they're about to have arcade games at Dogwood Hills. So, you know, maybe there is about to be something for these kids to do. What we hear, that's the going thing, is it not? You know, the kids don't have anything to do. But maybe there is about to be something to do. And all that's paid for with tax money. Every bit of it. So absolutely. I didn't mean to get off on a tangent, but you know, I mean, that's just one of those things kind of that I wanted to talk about because it means a lot to our local economy to support our local economy.
Well, sure it does.
You know, and that's why we've been and want to make sure, you know, hey, we don't care who you are, what business you are, if you are in our local community or even not our local community. We got people calling from all over the place. Hey, we'll put it out there for you because that's what it's all about.
Well said.
Butch says 4% state, 2% the county, and 4% the city, he thinks. Hey, well,
that's a man that knows.
Yeah, he would know. Debo. There's Debo.
Debo back in the house. Good morning, Debo. Hope it's going your way.
So, moving on, I have to ask this question. Did you I ran into Chief McGugan last night at the grocery store. And I had the opportunity to ask him how the weekend at Shady Creek went. I'm sorry.
It's Sandy Creek. Shady Creek. I like where you're going with that. Did y'all run into each other in the salad section?
No. Actually, he only had one item. Okay. That's all he had. He was trying to run in and run out. But I did get to ask him about that Brooklyn Broil. And he said that didn't get to have the Brooklyn Broil. He did laugh and think that was funny. I said, yeah. I said, well, what I thought was funny was the fact that DJ said he had to sleep under a damp towel because of a heater not working correctly. And he thought that was good too. But I tell you what, you know, going back to the batter up thing, looking forward to that. I think that's going to be a big time. And of course, we may even get Josh, hopefully woo him into bringing us some of those fine shrimp and grits out there or something to that effect.
Well, I'll tell you, Josh.
Fish taco, whatever it is.
Josh is not the only one, but he is certainly one of those in our community that loves to be supportive, loves to be involved, loves to offer his time and talents and services to help promote
worthwhile
events. And you know, anytime, like you mentioned just a moment ago, we get a chance to spotlight all these schools and the young people that are playing for their teams, and if you mention it to Josh, he's in. And Josh is not the only one, but he is certainly one. And we certainly appreciate him. We have partnered up with him in the past on some different things.
I'm gonna tell you another one, and then you know, I'm not saying it because we're sitting in the middle. Is Chip Peach?
You better believe it.
I'm not saying that because we're sitting in the middle of Peach Chevrolet. I'm just telling the truth.
It's funny how we kind of tie this together, and Chip will never stand up for this and take credit for it, and it's fine that he doesn't, but I was there. I saw this happen. This was several years ago. I think Amelia, his middle child, his oldest daughter, was probably 10 or 11, so I guess that makes it 8 or 9 years ago, and the girls' softball movement was starting to take a little traction in Bruton. You know, prior to that, it was the old slow pitch softball. And, you know, the high schools were starting to have the fast pitch teams, and Bruton was trying to figure out what direction we were going to go with our girl program. And Chip stood up in a meeting, and I'm going to tell you something. He stood up by himself. He was a man on an island and said, we need to have fast pitch softball, understanding there's going to be a pretty tough learning curve there because the pitching motion primarily is this a foreign to most people at that time. You know, nobody here could really teach it. Nobody knew how to coach it. Nobody had ever done it. And I will always credit him as being the pioneer of girls fast pitch softball in Bruton. I was there when it happened. It was not going to happen. He dug his heels in, and I think he was challenged. He was challenged, and I'm not going to say who it was, but somebody said, I tell you what, if you want it so bad, you fund it. And he said,
well, he did.
Deal.
I know he did.
He said, deal.
I remember that.
He put his money where his mouth was.
I remember that, and he did do that.
He absolutely did. And I was sitting 6 feet from him when he did it, and I remember thinking, I tell you what, that's big time.
Yeah, and look, and let me tell you this, and I want to say this about Chip as well, and he's going to kill me for saying this, okay, because he's just not. But he doesn't want the recognition or the credit or anything like that. He doesn't do it for that.
Sure.
Okay. Neither does Josh Godwin.
No.
But you know, neither does Danny Cottrell.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I can, you know, the names in the list go on and on.
It's endless.
It's endless. But I can say intimately, because I'm intimately involved with both of these stores, that Chip doesn't want to be in the middle of, and he's going to kill me for talking about this, but he doesn't want to be recognized. You know, that's not what he does it for. He does it because he wants that school, those schools, both of these schools in our town, and I'm talking about the Bridge City school system and of course, the W.S. Neal school system. He wants both of them to prosper and to do what they need and to have what they need. And, you know, he doesn't want me or you or anybody else standing up telling people that. He certainly doesn't want to be called out and recognized for it. I think he'd run and go out the back door. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I mean, he just would. And if Hal Whitman was sitting here, Hal Whitman would tell you a story about that that is a fact. But, you know, he is one of many that is willing and has been willing for years to stand up and put their money out there to help support kids and these children. And, you know, so I applaud everyone in this community that has always been willing to step up when it was time to. I mean, you think about it. There are a lot of things in this community and a lot of people that give a lot of money. I mean, you got two different athletic clubs that do $10,000 giveaways each year. You know, there's a lot of things that people do and spend money on to help keep these programs around here going, because the schools are so strapped, you know, with funds. And I say strapped, I'm not trying to say they're you know, bankrupt or destitute. I don't mean it like that. I'm just saying as far as, you know, what they're able to, and you probably would know more about that than I do. But a lot of programs don't get funded the way they should be. And so we need people like the local people we're talking about to step up and help make those things happen. And we are very fortunate to live in a town where that does happen. It happens a lot.
And I tell you, we talked a little bit about the baseball program we're going to do at Davis Catfish. We want to do something for the softball also. It's this time becomes an issue putting this together. I have these baseball coaches in my phone. I can contact them, you know, at a moment's notice. I don't have those same relationships with some of the softball coaches, but I assure you, before y'all jump on us with 2 feet, we're going to put something together for the softball programs as well. We certainly want to recognize them every chance we get. Also, just from a time standpoint and trying to get this thing kicked off, it was just more feasible to start in this direction and move into it. But we are going to do something with softball as well.
We are.
You can believe that.
We definitely are. And if you'll contact us, myself or DJ, you know, via Facebook, whatever, let us know. You know, we'll certainly get in touch with you, and we're going to do something with that as well.
I like the comment that Cindy Fleming just made on the Drive Time Facebook page, and you mentioned a lot of the people that have helped with some of the financial issues and some of the resources they put together. There's also a lot of people who put sweat equity into it, and that is just as needed. In some cases,
sure,
even more needed. And their efforts are always going to be, have always been appreciated. I remember, you know, one of the reasons that I've always, you know, kind of been involved with the baseball program is because of the people that I had growing up. I had Henry Ryland, I had Paul Best, I had James Johnson. My dad was a part of it. And I remember Paul Best probably stuck out to me more than anybody because he never had a son. He had two daughters, you know, as far as his children. And he didn't have to be out there, but he had a talent as far as reaching young people, communicating to young people, holding them accountable. And Paul Best will always be one of the most influential people in my life because he didn't have to be there. He chose to be there.
I got two words for you. James Grantham.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, listen. We could sit here and probably toss names but you're talking about a guy who didn't have a son that played football, mm-hmm. anything to do with that, mm-hmm. And his daughters have been out of school for I know a few years. Mm-hmm. And James still going strong over there with the WSU quarterback.
And I don't think he's going to slow down anytime soon.
No.
It didn't look like it at the football
game. No, sir. And he's still going as strong as anybody. So I applaud, James. And, of course, listen, we could make a list and keep a list going here. We could take 3 hours to name the folks that do great things in our community for our young people. This man sitting here next to me being one of them, probably not recognized near as much as he should be. For the things that he's been and has done over the years for the Rick League here over on this side of the creek. And of course, I think you and Joey have worked pretty close together over the years, back and forth with the Rick League thing. So, we can sit here and do that all day long, I can tell you. Lance McKenzie said, if you scratch and sniff all those little stickers on that jug, will the aroma be as good as that ham biscuit he's currently eating?
Who said that?
Butcher.
I tell you what, big talk, Butch, big talk.
And then Kathy told, today is her mom, Ruby Worrell's birthday. If we can give her a happy birthday shout out. So,
happy birthday, Mama Ruby.
Can we give her a happy birthday?
Happy birthday!
Yes, we can.
How about that? Yes, we can. Yes, and glad can. To do it.
And glad to do it. So, I'll tell you what.
Old Jeff Wilson, my cousin. I can always count on him.
There's Paige Ron. Good morning, Paige. I'll tell you what, man. It just doesn't take long for time to fly by, does it?
Are we there?
I mean, it's looking at it, man. It's 9 o'clock.
How about that? Well, it's been another nice show, another good crowd in with us this morning. We appreciate each and every one of you for spending a little bit of your early Wednesday morning, Valentine's Day, with us. For Jim Peach Motors and Pete Chevrolet, want to thank them for bringing Drive Time to you each and every morning. Ken, executive producer, does an amazing job getting us hooked up and sounding as good as we can sound. And it's been another good morning. We'll see y'all tomorrow at 8-ish.
That's right. Catch you later.
Thank you for tuning in to Drive Time, live from the Peach Pit in historic Bruton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.-ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win.